So this is our preschool room. This is our 3 to 4-year-olds.
The desks in the room come up to Amanda Gornick's shins. She's the director of Gold Creek Child Development Center, a preschool and daycare in downtown Juneau.
So this room we can have up to 12, or actually up to 20, but we currently only have 6 in here.
She's running at under half capacity right now, at serious financial cost to the business. Just 29 students are enrolled, and that's despite huge demand.
I have 125 kids on our waiting list, and we know that we have the room, but if we don't have the staff, we can't offer those spots and we can't fill them.
Gornick is trying to hire. She's offering a $1,000 signing bonus. She has 11 teachers, and she would like about 3 more. But things are going in the wrong direction. Gornick has been director for only 2 months, and 2 teachers have put in their notice since she started.
COVID is stressing our staffs out. Because we don't have as many here, they're overworked. We have a lot of teachers doing overtime, just not feeling like burned out, feeling overwhelmed. Stress sometimes isn't worth it for them, and so they're leaving. And it's devastating to us all.
COVID-19 is stressing a system that was already struggling. Nearly a fifth of the state's licensed child care facilities have closed since March 2020. Relief money is on the way. The state received about $95 million from the federal government this spring to address the child care crunch. And it's scrambling to figure out how best to distribute the money. That's while guidance from the feds trickles in after. So far, the state has written a grant program to distribute only $5 million of that statewide.
And we are hearing that providers are concerned that there isn't enough funding being distributed initially and that the timeline is taking too long.
Shonda O'Brien is the director of the Division of Public Assistance, the office responsible for distributing the funds to child care centers. O'Brien's staff is moving cautiously because the federal millions are a one-time payment. They want to make an impact that's sustainable with a funding source that's limited. The typical budget to manage Alaska's child care programs is about $28 million. Federal relief more than quadruples it.
You know, our role in it traditionally has not really existed at the level that it does now because of the funding that we have. So the funding is really giving us the ability to help address those issues.
So she and her staff just got the windfall of their dreams, but say it's a challenge to spend it right. Meanwhile, care centers are hurting. Gornick's Juneau Preschool asked the state for $6,800 and is likely to get it. The state is awarding all requests up to $11,000 from qualifying centers. Gornick plans to spend hers on bonuses for her current teachers and signing bonuses to attract new ones. But how far will that $6,800 go?
Not very far. But we will take anything that we can get, and I'm blessed to use this to further our recruitment process.
By the end of the year, the state aims to have a plan for the remaining $90 million. Applications for the next round of funding should be available between January and March. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.